much less. Terms of registration and approval of candidates. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, as per the constitution, the majlis or parliament, which is an elected body, is the legislature that is in charge of lawmaking process for smooth functioning of the government, along with two other branches of the Iranian government, that is, the executive branch and the judicial branch. Stay with us for the second episode of a new series on the role and functioning of the Iranian parliament, the majlis, as we approach the 11th parliamentary elections in the Islamic Republic. Today's episode is titled Terms of Registration and Approval of Candidates. The 11th parliamentary election and the first by-elections for the fifth term of the Assembly of Experts will be held nationwide in Iran on 21st of February 2020. Elections have an elevated and prominent status in the Islamic Republic of Iran, according to Iran's constitution, and the Iranian people and officials feel a sense of duty in this regard. The election of lawmakers, parliamentarians, similar to other elections, requires a number of preliminary measures, the precise implementation of which assists and contributes towards holding better elections and the election of the most qualified runners for parliament. The first stage in elections is to carry out the preliminary measures for holding elections, which is a duty of Iran's Interior Ministry. According to Article 62 of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, the Majlis, as the legislative branch of the government, is comprised of the people's representatives, who are elected via direct votes. The conditions for the eligibility of voters and nominees and quality of elections are set by the law. The duration of lawmakers' tenure is 4 years, and the necessary arrangements for election of lawmakers have been taken into consideration by the Islamic Republic's constitution. On issuance of instructions for commencement of election by the Interior Ministry at the centre of each constituency, the Executive Board of Elections is established to finalise the preliminary measures for holding of fair and healthy elections. The 28th article of the Legislative Election Act has set 7 conditions for eligibility of candidates for the parliament at the time of registration. These are 1. Belief and practical commitment to the religion of Islam and the Islamic system of government. 2. Citizenship of the Islamic Republic of Iran. 3. Loyalty to the clauses of the constitution and the fundamental principle of Velayat-e Faqih or governance of the supreme jurisprudent. 4. Not less than a master's degree or its equivalent in academic qualifications. 5. Having an appropriate reputation in the constituency. 6. Being of sound physical health, including eyesight, hearing ability, and ability to speak. And 7. Having not less than 30 years of age or not more than 75 years in age. Thank you. An important point to note is that, as stated by the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, members of religious minorities who intend to run for parliament are an exception to the principle of practical commitment to Islam and should be committed to their own religion, but share the rest of the 6 points of eligibility with their Muslim compatriots. The 29th Article of Legislative Election Act notes that those who cannot run for parliament due to their occupation and post are divided into two groups. The first group is comprised of persons who cannot nominate themselves in the constituencies as a result of their occupation and responsibility, unless they resign from their current post at least 6 months prior to registration for parliamentary elections. The second group is comprised of persons who, due to a criminal record and other issues, would legally prohibit their nomination and are barred by law from holding public office and for running for elections. Naturally, making decisions about the eligibility of prospective candidates for Assembly of Experts, the Parliament or Majlis, and the Presidency is a major task, given that the administration of national affairs cannot be handed over to any person without consideration of his or her behaviour, ethics, beliefs, level of knowledge and qualifications. Hence, upon termination of the phase of registration of the nominees, the Executive Board begins to study the nominees' qualifications. The qualification of prospective candidates for Parliament is studied and announced in accordance with the law. According to the 50th article of the Legislative Election Act, the executive boards at the centres of constituencies are duty-bound to carry out the necessary studies on the location and use the results announced by the Interior Ministry to assess the qualifications of prospective candidates for Parliament and to announce the related results to the vetting board, at most within 10 days after termination of the deadline set for by the Registry of Candidates for Parliament. Based on the note of this article, any disqualification of prospective candidates for Parliament should be based on the law and in accordance with valid deeds and documents. Those who have been disqualified have the right to hand over their complaints to the related provincial vetting board within 4 days after the announcement of their disqualification. The related complaints will be studied and the outcome of studies will be declared in accordance with the laws of the land. Well, dear listeners, that was the end of today's programme. Tune in tomorrow for the third episode of the series. Until then, goodbye and God bless.